This is FNX.
Welcome back to Slamcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nick. I just want to jump right into this. Breaking news, Daniel Bryan announces his retirement on the social media outlet Twitter. Now, what exactly does this mean? Does this mean that because of WWE's doctors not clearing him, he's done wrestling completely? Or is he retiring from WWE? Now, I don't know the full extent of the entire situation. He's been cleared by numerous doctors to be well enough to get back in the ring. Why WWE doesn't want to do this is beyond me. There's so many reasons. Backstage politics, you know how all that bullshit goes. But I will give you this. Thank you, Daniel Bryan, for the years of entertainment, not just in WWE, but in Ring of Honor, all the other independent companies that he worked for. People don't seem to realize that when these guys come to the WWE, they've been around a lot longer. You know, the casual fan doesn't understand that, and that's okay, because they don't see them outside of that, and that's fine. But guys like Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe, you know, there's so much of these guys that they've been wrestling a lot longer than most people realize. So for them to get injured is not uncommon. It does happen. Being in the ring as long as they have, bodies break down. It's a natural process. So basically what I'm trying to say is yes, Daniel Bryan has been injured twice majorly. The last one, of course, was the concussion. And, you know, also the neck injury that he sustained. There's been a lot of speculation as to why WWE doesn't want to clear him. I have no idea. I mean, it could be a number of things. But there's been a lot of people who have said such things on the dirt sheets recently even. So what? I'm glad he's going. You know, some asshole a few minutes ago I was reading said something like, well, WWE needs tough guys in the ring. We don't need some concussion-prone spot monkey. And everybody jumped all over him. That's exactly what they should have done. Because that is a dick move. That is bullshit to say something like that. Until you stepped your ass in the ring and actually sustained the type of brutal beating that they get from years of performing, you have no room to talk whatsoever. And by the picture I looked at this guy, he looked like he hadn't lifted a weight or even got off the couch in like 20 years. So he has no business talking about anyone being involved in any sport. But anyways, what else we got going on here? We got the supposed Undertaker and Braun Strowman match at WrestleMania 32. I'll just give you my opinion on it right now. I have nothing against Braun Strowman. Hell of an athlete. Good wrestler. But why? Why have Undertaker and Braun Strowman? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Does there need to be an Undertaker match this year? We all kind of expect it. You know, it's one of those things. It's a special thing every year. But who do you put him against now? I'm really hoping that this is his last WrestleMania and then he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame. No offense to the guy, but it's time to hang up the hat and the boots and just, you know, enjoy the rest of your life. There's no need to keep doing it. But at the same time, you know, the kid in me is like, man, I'm really going to miss The Undertaker. And it was the same thing with Shawn Michaels. You know, I grew up watching Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair, and both of those guys retired as well. But sooner or later, it's just better to just walk away and leave your legacy, and, you know, you're good to go. But anyways, what other new topics we got going on here? I've been keeping up with a lot of stuff, so, you know, bear with me here. I hope you all enjoyed the last podcast that myself and my co-host Phil Money did. We covered a lot of topics. Today I want to talk about just many different things. Today, this is sort of an off-topic thing, but I officially bought my first CD in probably a good, I don't know, probably 10 years. I ordered these off of a website called deepdiscount.com. I ordered them on Friday, and they shipped here, and they're here already. I picked them up. UWC superstar Travis Weir will appreciate these. I got the Backstreet Boys album, Never Gone, This Is Us, and In a World Like This. Now, we all remember getting CDs. You know, we'd go to the electronics store, whether it was Same Goody or Best Buy or Circuit City or any of those, Camelot, stuff like that, you know. And it was really cool because you would always look forward to getting it. Tuesdays was always the day that a lot of the new albums would come out, and you'd be excited to see the cover art and, you know, read the song listings, and with the invention of iTunes and digital downloads and stuff like that, CDs basically went, you know, to the wayward. Now, don't get me wrong, there's people still buy CDs, but not nearly as much. I like downloading music, but at the same time, I'd rather have the physical copy. I'm just stuck in my ways. Even when WWE came out with all the, you know, the different wrestling CDs, I continued to buy the physical copy. Excuse me. Sorry about that. But let me give a shout out to some of the great shows on the FNX network, the world's almost finest podcast. You've got From the Armory. Your Opinion Doesn't Matter. There's a slew of numerous shows that are just fantastic. And if you want to check out some more content from Dr. Nick, go to the 90s Guy YouTube link below. And also follow me on Twitter. The link for below is for that. Facebook page. I have Instagram, but I don't really post anything on there. Today is one of those days where I've been going on the network, the WWE network, and just kind of going back and watching a lot of good show. You know, I was watching Tuesday Night Titans, really good show. It was, if you've seen it or remember it, it was sort of their version of the Tonight Show. You had Vince McMahon being as the host, and you would have different people come on there, and they would interview them and do special segments. And then eventually, it was Mean Gene Okerlund that also hosted the show. They had a lot of good spots with Roddy Piper, Captain Lou Albano, Ken Patera came on there. I believe Hulk Hogan, Andre. There was a lot of really cool segments. I've been checking out a lot of the original NWA World Championship Wrestling, World Class from Texas. Trying to think, Smoky Mountain Wrestling. I'm really hoping that they start uploading a lot of the original, the Florida Championship Wrestling, Sunday Night Heat, WCW Thunder, all those really cool shows. Because I remember watching on Saturdays a show hosted by Michael Cole, and it was called WWF Livewire. And it was Michael Cole on there, and he would sort of give a recap of what happened on Monday Night Raw and show clips and stuff like that. And, you know, of course, now we have Monday Night Raw. We have Main Event. We have SmackDown. I don't know if Superstars is still running or not. I have no idea. But, you know, and of course, you know, we have the pay-per-views every month. The other thing, you know, back then we used to have Sunday Night Heat, Shotgun Saturday, Velocity. Trying to think of some of the other shows that we had. There was a lot of really interesting side shows that some people don't know about. Because for the longest time, I couldn't watch SmackDown because it was on the network called UPN. We didn't get that around here. And then it changed to a network called WB23. And then we were able to get it. And of course now, you know, it's on the USA Network. And I watch it on the Hulu streaming thing on my PS4. But back when we didn't have it, a friend of mine lived in an area that he would come home every weekend to visit with family and stuff, and he would record it on a VHS tape. Yes, VHS tape, that shows my age. He would record it and bring it down, and then we would watch it. And it was awesome because a lot of my friends around here, the only way they could find out what happened on SmackDown was either wait till, you know, Raw, or, you know, maybe some clips from Sunday Night Heat, or we would, you know, log on to AOL and look up the dirt sheets and see what was going on with that. We didn't have Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and Instagram and Vine and all this kind of stuff. We didn't have ways to find this stuff out. We just had to, you know, eventually kind of hear it through the grapevine. Here's some interesting news. And the reason why I bring this up is because the fact that I used to buy a lot of wrestling DVDs from there. Circuit City has announced that they were bought out by another company, and they have announced that they will be reopening small stores. And I looked at the videos of the layouts, and it's interesting because it looks similar to like a Circuit City where you have specialty things. You know, you have like the more expensive headphones, laptops, and then there's going to be like kiosk where you can order stuff, which they used to do. They used to have kiosk in the stores where you could, you know, pick up a phone or and you'd order something, and then it would be shipped to your house. But why would you want to go to a store to order something online when you could do that at your own house? I'm not really understanding what they're doing with that. Circuit City was really cool. I preferred it over Best Buy. Circuit City tended to be cheaper on a lot of things. CDs, DVDs, video games. They tended to be a lot cheaper. I picked up a lot of my WWE DVDs over the years over there. It was really cool to, you know, pick those up. Same thing with Best Buy. The now defunct company of Sam Goody. The real thing that confuses me is their statement was, we're wanting to appeal to millennials. Now, the term millennials, of course, is, you know, people that were born in, you know, around the, you know, 2000 areas. I don't really understand what the hell's going on because I was born in 1985, and I grew up with Circuit City and Best Buy, and I believe we also had Camelot Music, Disc Jockey, a couple other companies. They basically, for people that were born in the 2000s area, they were sort of on the tail end. Because Circuit City, they closed their doors in 2008. And by that time, you know, with the invention of iTunes and ordering stuff online, there wasn't really a need for a physical store. Which, in my opinion, I prefer a physical store. I don't mind ordering stuff online, but I'm impatient. I don't like waiting for things to ship. I prefer to just go to the store, find the item I want, take it home with me that day. Especially since the price of shipping stuff is like, you pay out the ass for something, it's crazy. And for something as simple as, you know, like a couple DVDs, they want to charge you like $10 to ship the damn thing. I'm like, are you kidding me? These things don't weigh shit. Like these three CDs I bought, it was $5. That was cheap. $5 for three CDs shipped priority, two-day mail. But anyways, I talk about a lot of the past wrestling and the, the early to mid-90s and the early 80s and stuff like that. I don't think people really appreciate the art form of people who were before that. Wrestling has always been telling a story. You tell a story in the ring. You tell a story with your moves and your actions. And I think people nowadays, I think they're confused or just really, I don't know, it's like they're spoiled. They can't decide whether they want a certain amount of something. They get it. They don't want it anymore. And then they want something else. And we've talked about this before, where internet wrestling fans and the whole internet wrestling community, they drive me nuts. There's this guy on YouTube. His name's Sean's View Entertainment. This guy has so many subscribers, and he is, by beyond a doubt, a freaking idiot. This is an example of someone who gives wrestling fans a bad name. This guy constantly uploads like 30 videos a day. Sometimes they're like 4 minutes apiece. And it's like breaking news, backstage heat with Roman Reigns and such and such. And I'm like, I could have logged on to Wrestling Inc. or WrestleZone and looked at that shit. I don't care to constantly read about rumors and stuff. Like, I'm waiting for a video to be like, breaking news, Big Show clears out a hometown buffet. He eats all the chicken and mashed potatoes. That's how ridiculous some of this shit is. The comments that I receive on my YouTube page of, well, you're just a fanboy and, you know, you only talk about this. And I just want to reach through the screen and slap the shit out of them. Because some of the most ignorant comments under like, if you want to be entertained for a long time, look up YouTube videos and read some of the comments underneath. You will see the cesspool of idiocy of the human race. They say some of the most vulgar, idiotic, uneducated shit. Half the time they can't spell, they can't form a logical thought in their head, and they think that they can comment on something and someone's actually going to care. No. You want to be negative and be a troll, be my guest. But don't do it on my page. I'll delete you automatically. I don't need it. I don't have time for it. And a lot of times I will skip over a lot of things without even reading it because of the fact that I know it's not going to be educated. I know it's not going to be something that I'm going to even want to acknowledge because of the stupidity level. And that's probably one of my number one pet peeves. People that are stupid. People that are uneducated. People that you know, think they know everything and they want to jump on the bandwagon and throw their little 2 cents into it. But I don't want to get on too big of a rant. That's not what this is for. WrestleMania 32. What exactly is that going to be like? We have Fastlane coming up. Of course, I don't know. I'm not mad about Triple H being the champion. I kind of seen it coming. We all did. Would it be acceptable for Roman Reigns to win the title back? I don't know. Do we need to pass it on to someone else? How far along is Seth Rollins in his recovery? I know people are going to, you know, flip the hell out when he comes back. I mean, they're going to mark out big time. I know I am. I've been a big Seth Rollins fan. I like the guy. He's very talented. And a lot of people were you know, said that Seth Rollins' title reign was the worst one ever. Are you serious? You're going to sit there and honestly, truthfully, in your mind, say and believe that Seth Rollins was not a good WWE champion? You must be crazy to think that, because he was a very good champion. I thought he was. A lot of other people think he was too. And if WWE did not believe in him as being championship material, they wouldn't have given him the title. They wouldn't have given him that metaphorical ball and tell him to run with it, you know. And that's exactly what the man did. He ran with it. Now, it brings me to this. Before I end this podcast, I want to pose a question to all of you. When it comes to not just WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, whatever you watch, whatever kind of wrestling you watch, what is the number one thing that keeps you there? What is the number one thing that started you on that journey of being a fan? And fans of today who have either become new fans or just really stupid, jaded fans who just constantly spew crap every time. Is it time for them to just silence and just enjoy the product? I think it is. Just enjoy it. We don't need everybody nitpicking about every single little thing that goes on. Anyways, this has been another episode of Slamcast, and I will see you all later.
Hey, I'm Will, the host of the podcast From the Sidelines, proud members of the FNX Network. I'm here to tell you why you should listen to our show. Do you need a comprehensive look over all the sporting happenings in the world on a weekly basis? Then you need From the Sidelines. Me and the guys discuss the bizarre, the serious, and the downright weird in sport every week. Seriously, one week we talked about jousting. It was so weird. If you love sport, you'll love our show. So come and join us as we look at sport from the sidelines.
Hey everyone, I'm Todd Eastman, and every fortnight the Big Ballers and I bring you the Big Ballers Podcast, where we talk NBA news, trades, and anything else related to basketball. We're insightful.
Lance Stephenson, he's going to be an all-star this season.
Serious.
I've got a certain spot to fill, but Miller usually fills it with the D.
Sounds pretty fluent to me.
Nah, that's been edited.
Professional.
Harrison Barnes. Dude, follow me again. There's no need to unfollow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan, that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, FNX.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball.
Bite my tongue and I won't...
Chew the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootTheDefence.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at Shoot the Defence.
This is F.